I should have mentioned before how nice it is to have lots of fresh faces in the congregation today. Why don't we pray before we get into the word? Our Father, please help us now to understand your word. We ask that your Holy Spirit would work powerfully in each of us, that we might trust more and more in your Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, what's the big question? Who are you going to vote for? No, that's not a big question. And it's a question that might offend you a little bit if someone asks you it on the street. Well, let's take it to another level. Tell me about your sexuality and your understanding of gender as it relates to your own personal identity. Not the sort of one that you want to get on the street. If you want to know about someone, what's the question you ask? What do you do? I often try and ask it in a sensitive way. I ask, how do you feel your week? What occupies your time? You never know if someone's employed or unemployed or retired or still working. It's an important question, but does it go to the very heart of the matter of who this person is? Well, I think the Bible over and over tells us what the most important question is. And it's one that's kind of weird in our modern context. Who is your king? Who is your boss? Who is in charge of you? Who is your master? And if you ask that question on the street, you know, just did a survey around Mount Victoria, who is your master? My presumption is that most people would look at you rather blankly and probably walk away without answering. My hope, however, is that if a person's a Christian, my hope is that my answer, or your answer, to that question asked by a random stranger on the street, that might be quite simple. Who is your master? That's Jesus. He's my master. We come to this morning's passage, a rather strange passage. For those who are just walking into this series, we started at the beginning of 1 Samuel a couple of years ago. We've been taking breaks and we've been jumping in and out, but we're now up to 2 Samuel chapter 3. And in 2 Samuel chapter 3, we follow another weird chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 2, where the houses of David and Saul now being dead, have gone to battle. There was a weird little summit held around a pool in the middle, where a couple of commanders from each side thought they might be clever enough to sort this whole thing out.